Saving North America's Greatest Wonder, the threat of uranium mining near Grand Canyon. Despite its known dangers and toxic legacy, the current administration and members of Congress are pushing for more uranium extraction. Along with this, mining companies are pushing to overturn a ban on new mining claims on 1 million acres of public land surrounding Grand Canyon National Park. Canyon Mine, just 6 miles from Grand Canyon and within the Red Butte Traditional Cultural Property, was allowed to move forward using environmental reviews from the 1980s. Recently, mine shafts at Canyon Mine flooded, resulting in the required management of millions of gallons of contaminated water and causing great concern about potential groundwater contamination. Groundwater contaminated by uranium mining has yet to be successfully cleaned, meaning poisoned water could potentially reach deep aquifers in the region. Regional groundwater moves towards Grand Canyon, where it supports many seeps, springs, and creeks, and towards Havasupai lands, providing the sole source of drinking water for the tribe and the blue-green spring-fed waterfalls that form the basis of Havasupai tourism. At risk is the quantity and the quality of the springs that feed the landscape and the Colorado River, which provides water for drinking and farming for tens of millions of peoples in the Southwest. The Grand Canyon region is culturally significant to 11 affiliated tribes and includes lands of several tribal nations, including the Navajo Nation, the Hopi, the Havasupai, and the Kaibab Band of Paiute tribes. The Grand Canyon region contains thousands of archaeological sites and many living cultural landscapes. More than 500 abandoned mines on the Navajo Nation contaminate the land, water, and livestock, and health impacts are being passed between generations of people. The Havasupai tribe, Navajo Nation, Hopi tribe, Halapai tribe strongly oppose any uranium mining in the region, citing issues with contamination, transportation, and the legacy of previous abandoned mines. Mine sites in the region have also shown significant soil contamination. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, risk to wildlife posed by inorganic constituents in the soil was not eliminated regardless of the reclamation status of the formerly mined areas. Grand Canyon National Park and public land surrounding it are a key component of Arizona's economy. Hospitality, outdoor retailers, gear manufacturing, nature-related arts and guiding are a significant pillar of the economy in northern Arizona. Visitors to Grand Canyon National Park spent over $600 million in nearby communities, supporting over 9,000 jobs. As a result, many outdoor-related businesses, hotel owners, restaurateurs, artists, and athletes support the 1 million acre mineral withdrawal and protection of these lands. Although the ban on new uranium mining was also most recently upheld, the mining industry wants to completely eliminate the mineral withdrawal. The Canyon Mine was originally approved in 1986. Above ground infrastructure was built in the early 1990s, but a crash in uranium prices caused the mine's closure in 1992 before the shaft or ore bodies could be excavated. Pre-mining exploratory drilling drained groundwater beneath the mine site, eliminating an estimated 1.3 million gallons per year from the region's springs that are fed by groundwater. Originally owned by Energy Fuels Nuclear, the mine was purchased by Denison Mines in 1997. In 2012, Energy Fuel Resources Incorporated purchased the mine and obtained approval from the Forest Service to resume operations. There is a 20-year moratorium on new mines and new mining claims on 1 million acres surrounding Grand Canyon, but Canyon Mine is being considered a valid existing right that preceded the mining ban, grandfathered. In late 2016, Canyon Mine intercepted an aquifer and began flooding with water. Mine operators pump the contaminated water out of the ground and spray it in the air to evaporate it. Groundwater threatened by the mine feeds municipal wells and seeps and springs in Grand Canyon, including Havasu Springs and Havasu Creek. Aquifer protection permits issued for the mine by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality do not require monitoring of deep aquifers and do not include remediation plans or bonding to correct deep aquifer contamination. There is no way to fix groundwater once it's contaminated with uranium. The mine has not been required to update its 1984 plan of operations, nor to perform an environmental assessment or supplemental review to reflect the extensive changed circumstances since the original review and approval. These changes include the 2010 designation of the Red Butte Traditional Cultural Property, improved groundwater modeling, and Department of Interior's 2012 decision to ban new uranium mining across 1 million acres near Grand Canyon. The Havasupai tribe and three conservation groups sued the U.S. Forest Service over its decision to allow Energy Fuels Resources Incorporated to begin operating Canyon Mine without initiating or completing formal tribal consultations and without updating an outdated 1986 Federal Environmental Review. The lawsuit alleged violations of environmental mining, public land, and historic preservation laws and asserted that the Forest Service violated the National Historic Preservation Act by failing to consult with the interested tribes to determine how adverse impacts on Red Butte could be avoided or mitigated. An update at Red Butte, a huge legal victory. This week, supporters of the Grand Canyon mining ban saw a much anticipated victory. Since the ban on new uranium claims on public land surrounding Grand Canyon National Park was implemented in 2012, it has faced legal challenges from the mining industry. The challenges centered around the accusation that the ban was an example of overreach by the federal government. The mining industry lost its case first before the Arizona District Court in 2014, and then it lost an appeal before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. This week, we learned that the legal fight is over. In a final bid to see the mining ban dissolved on legal grounds, the National Mining Association asked the Supreme Court earlier this year to hear its appeal. On Monday, October 1, 2018, that request was denied, affirming that the Grand Canyon mining ban is still in effect. This is good news. It's a very big step in the right direction. While the legal framework for the mining ban has not been affirmed, the administration could still decide that the ban itself is no longer needed. Grand Canyon advocates lack the reassurance needed to let down its guard. Local elected officials and members of Arizona's congressional delegation have requested a formal statement from the Interior Department supporting the mining ban, but so far those requests have gone unanswered. The Interior Department seems to support the mining ban, but the mining industry says it will continue to advocate against the ban in the name of national security, and some politicians continue to specifically ask for the ban to be rescinded. The Department of Commerce is in the midst of a uranium quota investigation and critical mineral strategy development that have significant potential to add political pressure to lift the ban, and a U.S. Forest Service recommendation to review and revise the ban is still floating in the ether. In short, this is why a simple seems to support the mining ban isn't good enough. In the world of advocacy, it's important to celebrate the wins while remaining soberly aware of still moving pieces. The uranium quota investigation, the Commerce Department's strategy around critical minerals, and pending Forest Service actions are moving pieces with the potential to change the playing field upon which the mining ban sits. Grand Canyon Trust is doing everything to make sure decision makers know that supporters of Grand Canyon are still watching. And with that, we bring you the Intertribal Gathering at Red Butte, held on October 4th to the 7th, 2018. This is Spirit Resistance Radio. I'm Govinda Dalton.